down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
It's a good idea to do what?
Twist
Should
it.
I be looking at something on my phone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, twisting it would be smart.
Yeah, we're
and
pulling
out
the scores
it.
That I didn't print out.
Oh, yeah, that makes way more sense.
See,
that's such an asshole.
These are the only three I'm going to do so far.
I like it. Look at that.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
I'm not going to anybody.
Back is the first of the year, so it's going to be the worst podcast. It's going to be the worst podcast of our lives. But that's about it, so fuck it. Do you have any other questions? Too bad. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. I am your host, Joe Kay, and we have quite the full house today. As always, I'm joined by Jeff Kroll. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Joe.
Anything cool to talk about?
No, we're going
to
get into all these games. That's going to be cool.
All of these games? I can't believe it. And already, she's missed a week as her new, testing out period as the female co-host. Becca's actually here.
Hi.
Hi, Becca. You actually took notes this time.
I did take notes.
But you didn't write down all the scores, so now we're all fucked. Way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is going to be brutal. All right, so, and then I got some guest guys. Tall, handsome quarterback from Can't Touch Us, Ryan Doherty is here. Hi, bud.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, really? So you didn't want to be here, right? Because you just kind of agreed to it when we were drunk, right?
Well, I was half in the bag when I saw you, and
sure
I definitely
was.
Did at the time. Today was a little rough getting here, but I'm here.
I'm glad you're here. All I remember is that you asked me through. You're like, I'll do it, but we have to do it in South Buffalo. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing that.
I tried.
We're
I
not
shot
doing
my
that.
Shot.
I love that you're here, though. It'll be really exciting to talk to you. And then, Jesus Christ. We got a couple of wanderers here.
Yes.
We have Sal. We have Frank. You guys have been in football for how long now?
Centuries.
Right? You're the original football players, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. So, how do we really want to start? I have no idea how to attack this because we have a whole bunch of new people. You haven't been on before, right?
No, you've
just talked shit through text messages to other people, correct?
Yes.
All right. Yours is going to be a lot quicker than theirs is going to be.
Okay.
So, this is what we're going to do. How did Can't Touch This start, and who the fuck is on your team?
Can't Touch This started because I worked with a couple guys in Division One,
right?
Delecki and Stack. So they're the ones that told me about the league, and they already had their own teams. So I was like, I got to get my own team.
Yeah.
Started my team with a bunch of my degenerate friends.
Can confirm.
And can confirm that they're degenerates, and that's how Can't Touch This started.
Have you guys been hanging out at the bar this year?
Yeah, we always go to the
bar. Just making sure. Because I knew the first time you guys showed up, you're just always there.
Yeah, we never shut it down, but we're always there, for sure.
Well, it's because you would arrive in the morning already, half of the bag from the night before.
Yes.
And now that I know why, because I've hung out with you Saturday, it's like, oh, they get it going. It's fun. So who else on the team? Tell me, explain who's good on your team, because they're just a bunch of people and you to a lot of them.
Yeah, a bunch of guys I went to high school with growing up. Adam DeMillo was one of our better players, one of our fast kids. He actually played Division I lacrosse at Maryland.
Nice.
He won a Maryland National Championship. Rich Anderson is the guy with the beard. Gets some shout-outs sometimes. He's honestly one of the most disrespected players in the league.
Wait, disrespectful or disrespected or both?
A little of both. It can be a little of both.
Why is he disrespected so much?
If anyone were to watch the games or even ask our opponents, he makes plays the whole game, and he never really gets a shout-out, so I just wanted to give him a shout-out. And obviously my fiance, her sister, and one of their friends as well. So that's kind of the main core. Brandon Guzda, Rob Maluski, who I think you played
with
on Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Robbie.
Yep. That was pretty good.
Robbie.
Although he kind of lost the game for us. But we'll get into that.
Yep, Jack Myers we added actually to the original team. He's a great athlete, great guy. So
I like that you went over your whole team, named all the guys, and then you're like, and then the girls play. You didn't even give them names.
And then my girls and her
the
sister.
Girls are great.
And his sister.
My fiance.
The girls are
their friend.
And they've gotten much better, too, since the first session. So it's been a pretty fun experience.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, so did you play quarterback before, or did you just, naturally athletic?
I played quarterback all growing up.
Yeah.
I played at Tymon, Bishop Tymon.
Oh, okay.
Went to ECC. I blew my knee out 3 times. So if you ever see me with that big-ass knee brace on.
Same knee, or at least switch
two,
it up a little bit?
Two ACLs in one knee, one in the other. So if you ever see, that's why I wear that big-ass.
Is there anything left in there?
No.
No?
Just knee on knee. Yeah, bone on bone. So that's why I wear that big knee brace. I played at ECC for a couple years, and then I transferred to Brockport, played a spring ball at Brockport, and blew out my knee for the third time.
You're just like, this is it.
And I hung it up after that.
Because love of the game, you can't give it up.
Right, yeah. And then last year when I heard about the league, I said, fuck it, I'm in. I'll do it a fourth time.
I'm scared to do it like once.
I don't love having these ambulances come to the field, so
right. We're getting better at it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
To be fair, if his knee blows out, at least it's not like somebody died on the field.
Yeah,
this
he
time.
Can blow out a knee.
Like, we don't have to bring him back. We just gotta like carry him off.
I'll finish the game still, probably.
Probably.
I was gonna say
you definitely would. Just throw the brace on the other leg or whatever. Wait, do you wear two braces or just the one?
Just the one.
Why are you not concerned about the other one?
The one I wear it on is my most recent one, so that's the one that kind of still gives me a little pain sometimes. So
doesn't that
around.
Just mean the other one's due?
Just don't say that. Please don't say that.
Well, based on history, yeah. I mean.
I hope not, but I'm going to keep playing. And
I hope not as well. That'd be terrible.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe eventually I just lose a little mobility out there, but I love playing, so I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah. So as a quarterback then, so you came in the league, obviously, like, not too bad of a start for a brand new, because you guys were all brand new, right?
Yeah, completely. To the league for sure.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
To co-ed for sure.
And then, you know, you had some ups and downs, but you're definitely really finding your stride here. What can you find as, like, the differences between when you as a quarterback first started in the league and what you're doing now?
It's football, but it's a whole different game. That's what a lot of people don't understand. I see you guys get some new teams every year with some people I know that have played college football, and they think they're just going to show up.
Just run over.
Yeah.
You hear that all the time from people like, but I played real ball, like,
it's,
I know.
It's not. The girls matter so much. I underestimate how hard it'd be to drop a route on the football and be like, just end up here. And, you know, sometimes they end up on the complete other side.
yep.
So it's a completely different game. You have to learn, especially defense. It just takes a little bit to figure out what's going on and what teams like to do with co-ed football in general.
So what do you like to do besides throw it really fucking far?
That's just basically it. Score fast to try to get a stop or two and win the game.
That's pretty easy. I love it. Hey, why are you taking clothes off, Frank?
Why is he not taking clothes off?
It's not even sunny out. Put your shirt back on.
It's just burning the sun.
It's just
on fire.
That's fair. It is quite smoky out. It's such a day. All right. Who wants to give me the verbal history of the Wanderers?
We don't got enough time for the history.
I have all the time in the world. Go nuts.
You have hockey at 7:30.
Yeah, I know. I care less about talking about these fucking games than hearing about this.
Fair. Go ahead. We'll start with the current Wanderers, I guess.
Do you want to talk about our football Wanderers, or do you want to talk? Okay, we'll do that. In 2008, we all finished college, and we decided...
You have to bring the mic to your face. You're slightly away from it.
There
it is.
In 2008, we all left college. We all weren't that cool anymore, so we decided to sign up for football at the Rose Garden in 2008. And the only people that I knew that were here were B and Dave Baker, so shout out to those two guys.
Oh, yeah, Dave Baker's
Cherry Bombs and Dave Baker and 7-6. AP Professionals, London Silly Nannies. Some of these teams that I really severely hated, but now that we mimic. shout out to Matty Ice, my bizarro weirdo.
Back
to the Wanderers. Randall asked us to play, so we decided to show up and play. And then in the second session, they just flocked. And they were like, we want to join. We kind of pushed some people out, and we got the full team together.
I was not invited, just so you know.
Okay.
Was
wow.
Not invited.
Why is that?
First
didn't meet athleticism requirements.
Two ass?
Yeah, not even sure.
You should have saw how goth you were back then.
Okay.
Goth.
Can you get us some photos?
No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Lip ring.
Lip ring.
We'll put those right on the side.
Nipple rings, possibly.
Yeah.
Frank is catching bugs for us right now. He caught me.
Okay, so then...
Thank you, Frank.
So we played at the Rose Garden, and there were three people who ran this league, and we didn't really give a shit because they had $2 cheese sandwiches and a popcorn machine and a small fucking bar, and we used to get pitchers of vodka tea, and we would double them with a fucking flask, and then we'd go back on the field and fucking play. Oh, by the way, those pitchers of vodka
football.
Tea were like $6, okay?
Football.
Six fucking... Can you hear me? Can you fucking hear me?
Oh, we
$6.
Cannot hear you.
I just paid $28 for two draft fucking beers. Yo.
America.
All right, back to the story. I'm sorry. So...
We're not talking about
We went to the Ralph. It was like our biggest moment ever. through Game On.
Okay.
Through it wasn't Game On. What was it called? Game On. What was it called? Rose Garden League Topper.
Probably Mile Sports.
Mile,
back then.
Might have been Mile, right?
I don't know.
Guess it was Mile if they were all together.
I don't know what it was called back then, but anyways, we all went to the Ralph. It was like the greatest moment of our whole entire life. All of our parents went. We have a photo. There's like 60 of our
also
parents there.
Wasn't invited to that.
You were invited to the greatest moment.
He either had a tattoo session or he had some type of guar concert or, you know, I'm heavy metal too, so I'm not really making fun of metal people. Okay.
Some type of
anyways,
guar concert.
Anyways, we go to, after a rain game here, we go to the bar, we get really drunk. My brother falls down 6 times in the bar because he has cleats on in the bar. So the cleats in the bar rule is probably because of him in 2008. That
might be true.
And
I think so.
We go to the Ralph. It is 0 degrees, and all of our parents are there, and we play the AP Professionals with Beth and Andy and Doug. And if you guys have ever listened to this podcast or know who those people are, you know who I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. I don't give a fuck. they fucking annihilated us. It was like 55-16. We had two girl touchdowns. All of our parents were in there, and if you've ever been in the stadium, you look up and you're like, holy fuck, 80,000 people are not here, but that is still wild. And but it's only your parents. But in all of your faces, if you've ever played at the Ralph before, they had instant replays for every single play, and they had Lenny, Game On Lenny Sonor, shout out to both Lennies. Shout out to both Lennies, Lenny Week. They had instant replays for every single play.
That's amazing.
It was the most amazing thing that's really happened. I'm just on a rant. You can probably just cut the rest of this.
I will never cut this.
There was the triple split where Mo decided to kiss Topper, who then decided to split off from Jungo. Shout out to Jungo. We went with Jungo. We got to go to like 30 different locations in 10 years, when bars and fields. As a person who would have just stayed in Clarence my whole life because I grew up down the street, it was really cool that I actually went to all these places. Okay. I never would go to Adolph's. I never would go to Riverworks. I never would go out of town, ever. But I went to all these different places to go and play. So that was really cool for Game On. Shout out to Joe and Game On.
And Shoe Shine Bar.
And the fucking Shoe Shine and the Rose Garden.
Because you're wearing pumps, by the way.
Dude. That's
fucking awesome.
They don't pump like they used to. Like, it still pumps, but it doesn't actually pump.
Yeah, again, neither do I.
And that's really it, and that's where we met Jeff and Tail and Juice. I've known about Joe for quite a while because I still come over here and play all the time. Mm-hmm. And Joe's a wrestling fan, which is pretty badass.
Brother.
There aren't too many wrestling fans, so
yes,
if I say some really dumb shit on this podcast, it's because my grandfather made me watch WCW, and I apologize about your mustache.
Wispy.
Ryan's
mustache for those.
Yeah, Ryan's mustache.
Get to the 10 a.m. games.
He's way bigger than me, and he could probably beat me up, but there's two of us.
He could definitely beat you up, but I would go for his knees.
There's two Anders.
Sal's already said he's not getting involved in that fight. So.
Yeah, so you're in trouble. Nope.
Can't touch his back up
if I want.
Exactly. I love that so much. All right, so you guys played in Game On for like 100 years, won every championship, basically.
Just eight
D1 championships. Ho-hum. Yeah, but half of them were like red or green or whatever.
Everybody scoffs at it. Yeah, I understand.
I'm just fucking with
you. We played our competition. I know.
I'm
okay with it.
But I do have a question. Why did you finally decide to make the jump?
Because it was me and Sal's decision and a few other people, my brother and a lot of people.
Now you get quiet.
Okay, so we played a lot of football over there.
Yes, you have.
And like, nothing against Game On. You know, they're all great people. Like, we played a lot. But, I mean, realistically, we played the same teams every year, three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just ready to come out and, play new teams. We know everybody here. It's not like we don't see them at tournaments. So we talked about it. Nobody cared where we played. We just wanted to play. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And
those piggies.
Indoor. That's a different thing.
Twice in a row.
Because I remember I'd heard, we'll just say 4 years ago, where rumors start and stuff, that you kind of wanted to, but half your team was like, if you do it, we're not going to go with you. So that kind of crazy. Was that any truth to that? Or you're just like, nah, screw it. We're going to. Did you want to stay until somebody beat you?
I wanted to leave.
Frank's been fighting for it for 4 years. So that's true. That's that he's been fighting for it, and everybody else kind of just like
didn't care too much.
I can understand too. Right. Like, if you've played in one league forever, it's if that's like your universe of football, I can understand, like, look, this is where all our friends are. This is what we know. Maybe right. everybody's an asshole over there. So it is tough to do change, right. you know, whether it's good change or bad change. It's tough.
Shout out to you, Jeff. This is your first year. So we started with Joe on his first year. So maybe, you know, we can give you the commitment to your first year. That's what we're Aww. Thinking about. You know,
I appreciate that.
That was heartfelt.
We were with, we were with those other five guys for a while.
Yeah.
You know, five guys plus five, you know, equals five guys.
There's five of them over there?
I thought there were four.
Whatever, dude.
This is I just
wrong the whole time? I thought there was somebody I was shitting on and not realizing it.
And you know what, guys? There's people who play on a bunch of teams, and they don't go to the bar because they hang out at the field. But here, they could at least just come for a drink, or they could at least come and hang out. And it's the grass, and we had three really bad injuries. So we're blaming the turf, and it seethes, and it ruins my XFL footballs. I do love black balls. XFL football.
We're all adults who went at the same time. Like in unison.
You just picture Shaq laughing on NBA Countdown.
This guy said like breakfast called that scrumptious, what do you call it?
He got bangers.
Scrumptious bangers in the morning time. It's your 9 o'clock scrumptious bangers, baby.
I'm signing up next year.
You did say that to me when we were moderately drunk on Saturday. Like, I should have done it. I'm doing it next year. It's like, all right, we'll see.
I don't remember that conversation at all.
Well, you're here, so you remember at least part of it.
I remember part of it.
We were like hoping I didn't text you, and then I did, and you were like, damn it.
You did.
Go.
You did.
I was like, gotcha, bitch. Anyway, so you said there's been how many iterations of this team then?
Not many.
That's one of the things that I always appreciate about the Wanderers. A lot of people make changes to their roster to tweak it. They try to upgrade all that. Wanderers has pretty much just been Wanderers. I think you guys just replace people when they're injured, right?
It's injury, yeah.
Or retire.
We kept the core the entire time, minus the years I was not invited. But
So when did they finally invite you? Like, when did they get desperate?
Yeah, I don't really remember a Wanderers without Sal.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
At the Rose Garden.
Back when...
that's mostly Rose Garden.
Back when we were playing that...
We post all this on the
website. What was the Shoeshine Bar? What was that field?
Oh,
over in Kaisertown?
Franzik? Oh, yeah.
So back in Franzik, I had... So it was the Wanderers. I had Wally World. It was my own team.
I know.
And we actually won D2, moved over to UB the next season, moved up to D1, played the Wanderers, and we lost like, it was like 70-9, something dumb.
Sure.
Right? But, and finally after that, my team split up, nobody else really wanted to play.
Sure.
I'm like, you guys just want to let me join?
Yeah.
Come on. And ever since then, it's all the same people.
Sure.
We never add people, like,
try not to.
We just stick with our friends because we know all of our friends are going to go out to the bar.
Sure.
And it is what it is. But recently, injuries come about, and...
Yeah, that'll happen.
So you're saying we don't stack our teams and we win?
Allegedly.
That's what you're saying? We don't stack our teams and we win because
we're
a tight-knit unit?
We haven't won a championship since my brother Ed has left the team.
Oh, fuck.
That's a fact.
So you guys have been a team since 2008, essentially?
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's he just made us
grow up together in playpens, like
our
together. Now we hated each other, and then after college, we came together and realized we're all assholes together. We should stick together.
I love this.
Have you guys been playing since? Was there a break at all?
No.
No. Never.
We have over 340 something games at Game On. I haven't missed a session.
That's incredible.
It's too much dedication. That's
more than us. I know. Sickie's at like 307 right now.
Jeff has that much dedication also.
Oh yeah.
And to have that many games for one team. We should have got a side job instead of wasting
the core,
right?
Money.
Done
the same core, right?
Done something really great. Jeff, we could have built a bridge. Like,
but we chose this.
Da Vinci Bridge.
We made our choices.
So basically 15 years of wandering.
Scrumptious bitches at 9 o'clock.
Could you imagine 15 years from now still playing with the same group of people?
I've been playing 2 years. I have roster turnover already. So.
15 years.
That's insanity. And it's just great. I kind of like the dynamic. Like I said, I didn't know you guys played each other this week because I wasn't paying attention to that part. I was
no idea.
But here's the thing. It's so cool to see, like, here's a team that, you know, you're just starting out and just getting it. And here's literally, I guess, the most storied franchise in Western New York.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Like,
I mean, Cobblestone, I don't know how many games they've played.
Oh, that's true. No,
Cobblestone, Wanderers, and Sticky, really, I have to imagine, are the top three right now of active teams. Yeah, the active teams for sure.
Absolutely. So it's just crazy that we got
teams on
both sides of the
spectrum.
Yeah, Goatsack too. And he was great last week, by the way.
He was really great. Amazing, I like Andy
podcast,
a lot.
Amazing podcast last week, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy's amazingly complimentary. He's such a good, soft.
He's way too nice.
By the way, he's single, guys. He's got like four cats. She's just beautiful.
Back
he's
up.
Like 6 foot.
Back up. Four back cats. Up. And he said he bought a house. He's
playing the scrumptious 9 o'clock league.
There we go. You could draft
the
a
banger
fresh,
league.
The fresh
banger.
Bangers.
Thank you. Becca's looking for love tour. Let's go.
How come I wasn't drafted by you?
By me?
Look at my hair.
Because she's doing hair in love.
Did it? You win. You win. I love this. Do we want to talk about football? Yeah,
we
I guess
we should probably get to the game.
All right, Becca, tell us about the games then.
9 a.m. Little Dubs versus Steph Infection, 32-25. Hold on, let me read them. BDSM versus the Vaginas, 25-24. Homosexuals versus the Ashlinging Slashers, 21-9.
Okay, I think just go. All right, which team are you guys on?
Okay, so Steph owes me a bet, and she didn't live it up.
Steph never goes through her bets. Just saying
okay,
that.
So
she didn't do mine either.
So the bets isn't
even
going to
go
again.
Whoa. Do not talk about my captain like that.
I love her.
Jeff Kroll, and she didn't live it up.
Wow. All right, so Little Dubs 32.
Frank's living high because for the first time in his career, he's got two interceptions in a game.
That's not true. That's not true.
I saw both of them, and they were pretty magnificent returns.
They were you and Stoner Dave trying way too hard intramurals.
Yeah,
main character.
That sounds right.
For who? For B's crooked arm throw? Shout out to B. I learned a lot from you, Cherry Boss. He's put five girls out there, and they were all amazing. And they would beat us. We'd score every time. They'd score every time. And he'd beat us like four scores. Shout out to B. Bad game on 9 o'clock morning, though, B. Steph, I appreciate if you're Steph. If you listen to this, thank you for dropping those six balls in a row in the second. How many out and outs is it going to take before I knew it was coming on the last play of the game? And you better put on that jean dress and ride my mother's bike with that freaking wicker hat on, or we're not friends anymore.
I love it. I do know. I didn't know she dropped six balls or whatever, but I will say that during our game, I saw she dropped a wide open touchdown, and I just screamed across the field and booing her.
It was two passes. It was two passes. Eight. Talking bad.
You said six last time. Get it out. You're gonna ruin her life if you go too far.
Moral of the story is our team doesn't call each other pussies during the game. So
that is good.
We don't argue like the two hot heads over there.
It wasn't the only thing I said.
What else did you say?
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. We're supposed to be having fun. And,
I think this is fun. I'm having a blast.
Who was Raw Dog? Is that his name? Is it Raw Dog?
Yes.
Raw Dog.
By the way, you shouldn't call yourself.
Hang on. Raw Dog dropped a pass.
That
which
sounds right.
Apparently seems rare, or is that normal? I don't know.
He was
1 for 6. He was doing all right.
When somebody drops a pass on Frank's team, if you don't know this, he will walk up to you and say, "Hey, why don't you catch the ball next time?" Right?
Could you imagine doing that on your teams?
I mean, this won them eight championships. I mean, this can't be a bad technique.
Yes,
It's more if you guys. It's like Bruce Sard's inspirational stuff. If you guys watch like that show, it's like inspiration. I'm not coming at you. I believe in you. But if you're gonna show up at 9:27, show up, call plays in the huddle. I'm not gonna get that nasty. Show up and then go 1 for 6 and then say it was over my head when you're 5'2".
Accuracy.
We have scrumptious broads everywhere at 9 a.m. and Stoner David in as safeties, and we still beat you guys with 4 girl touchdowns with our captain finally playing for the first game. Shout out to Kelly.
Yeah, she messed a lot this
but
year.
She yelled at me and whatever. I still told him to show up on time. And, you should show up on time for your fucking football games. Even if you're like David Blaine or Matt Anderson or Salvatore, you should show up on time and you should not call plays in the huddle. And also, quarterbacks, why are you taking a knee when you're calling a huddle? That's real weird. Like, what are you waiting for?
Sometimes I'm tired.
Ryan, do you take a knee when you're calling plays?
I do not take a knee. Ryan took 2 knees.
3.
3. Sorry. 3. Yeah, right.
And I really apologize to everybody, like, all the time. It's my grandfather's fault.
That's a different podcast.
Childhood trauma.
Let's see. BDSM versus the Vaginas, 25-24. That was a really good game, actually. You want to talk about it?
I'll let you go first.
Back and forth, most of the time we were winning for a good chunk of the game, and then you guys scored a touchdown and went for two to win it, and Sean did what he had to do. On that drive, we had three dropped interceptions that hit us in the hands.
Can I ask by who?
Yeah, you can. Because you know the answer is your boy Rob. There was definitely a pass that he did everything right. He read the play. He jumped the route. He got both of his hands up and hit him directly in both of his hands. It was like, all right, this is ending the game. Fantastic.
Didn't Schrader have one too?
Josh had one, and there was another one right after that bounced off of somebody's hands. And Colorado Mike, it was a harder interception, but he had a shot at picking it off too. So we actually led the league. We set league records for most drops in the game, I'm pretty sure, with 3,692.
Shout out to Steph.
shout out to Jenna, who drops more balls than Steph. So my captain's worse than yours.
Gene drops twice.
Oh, wait, your captain's Kelly, so never mind. Right. Are you using both microphones? Because Sal stepped away? Yes, she is.
Dress, wicker hat.
Anyway, yeah, so we had drops all over the place, but none more egregious than Rob's, as you pointed out. Thank you, Ryan.
His defense, I think it was the first thing he said to me in the morning, because I just lost us the game.
Did he really?
I swear to God.
Yeah, kind of. It's fine, though. It was still a lot of fun. Like, I enjoyed my team. So is there anything you want to add? Like when you threw Jenna to the earth like an asshole? Or
I didn't throw her. I tripped her. I tripped her.
You did.
I did. I fucking tripped her.
And then you shoved her.
You're saying it so confidently.
No, I felt pretty bad.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't actually tag her that hard, but I totally tripped her. Our knees hit, and then she fell. Obviously, I have stronger legs.
Nice.
I just wanted to say that Sean has been doing great at QB. I think he's really, like, our team's kind of coming together, and when he calls out plays, we kind of actually understand it now. And I did miss that one ball, and then you guys got an interception.
Yep.
That was totally on me. I was like, if we lose, this is 110% my fault, because I missed that. But didn't we get a pick after that, or did you guys just drop all your balls?
No, I think that was the one that we threw a pick almost instantaneously after that, right?
Right. Who got that pick?
I don't remember. You should remember. It's your team.
I know.
I'm just used to my team being awful, apparently, so
I want. I don't. I want to say it was Spen, but I'm not sure. I know it was a guy.
Irrelevant.
Sorry. We got it right back. We did kind of underestimate your team. Well, I did. I was like, we played you the first round, you beat us, and we were not together. It was rainy. We didn't have anything together.
You guys looked so bad first week. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
And then, like, we started coming together, and I was like, we have got this in the bag. Like, we got this. And maybe my overconfidence kind of dulled that a little bit. But I think we did awesome, and I think my team is amazing.
You finished first, right? You got the bye.
We did. We finished first. Which one was one loss.
Steph infection?
Yes.
Steph infections. Yep. Yeah, so we have a bye week.
Start this week.
Yep. So do you play this week then?
Yeah, we finished third, I believe, so we're playing the Ash Slingin' Slashers or whatever. But we're already in trouble because the two people that play quarterback for our team, not going to be there. Beautiful. What are you going to do?
So in a related topic, Robbie just told me that his team was looking for a quarterback on Saturday.
What are the rules for not play?
He's only a D3. He only got one week.
Throw that out there.
I don't know.
You don't know.
There's some quite bangers on Breakfast Club. So he wants to play.
Can anybody drop bangers? Playoffs work exactly the same as other playoffs, I think. So if somebody's missing, we just look at the talent that they're missing and try to find somebody who's like comparable or like a little bit worse. We don't want anyone saying,
Dylan throws in D2. He throws in D3, so logically...
Yeah,
he's worse than Dylan.
We can think about it.
If your captain's out of town, they'll just draft anybody and put them on your team, even with...
Shh. Yeah. We know.
Their hairstyles.
With their hairstyles.
Because the team that we have is the most Pride Month hairstyles out of any team.
I don't even know.
Including myself.
Well, yours is... You look like a wet dog.
I took a shower and now I'm fucking sweating.
It's got a lot going on.
You did have like three shirts on.
I do love that. We'll talk about this more off air, though, because obviously Jeff doesn't want to commit. Anyway, so then the other game was the homosexuals beating the ass 21-9. I think Ashley's team lost every game but like one, but she missed the last 3 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened in the game. I was playing my other one. So screw it. Let's go to 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Eyes Downtown versus Sticky Bandits, 28-30. No Punt Intended versus Practice Squad, 36-21. Mavericks versus the Untouchables, 16-24. Can't Touch This versus Wanderers, 41-38.
Okay, hold on a second, boys. Just hold on. All right, real quick, Untouchables keep going hot. They beat the Mavericks. They beat them by 8, so they didn't run through them at least, so maybe they're not going to run away with the division. Let's see here. Practice Squad loses by 15, so I don't know if the Magic's ever going to turn on for B this time around. But
shout out to B. Cherry Bombs.
I knew it.
Not a shout out to Jordan at all, spelled with a Y. Jordan with a Y.
Siggy Bandits 30, Eyes Downtown 28. Did I read right on the website poll that you guys are down 22-0?
Down 22-0, pretty quick. Yeah, we had a disastrous start. Got okay. better after that.
Well, why don't you tell me about it real quick?
I'll tell you about it real quick. Yeah, and then they can talk about their game. Down 22-0, scored with a few seconds left in the half. And then the second half was kind of just all us. We had, you know, Brian Stevens always yes. comes through with the clutch play for us. Brian's incredible. They had the ball, I think it was like third down on our 1 yard line. So plenty of downs to try to get it to a girl. Brian pick sixed it immediately. Full field run back. It was pretty incredible. So that really gave us a spark. Then after that, Adrian and Drew had ridiculous touchdowns to kind of even it up. And then Andrew Kisak intercepted Bobby on the last play of the game. So great, great comeback.
Oh, love that.
I also don't want to shout out Bobby spelled with a
I.
Y.
Probably with an I.
I-E?
No, just I. B-O-B-B-I.
Not a shout out to Bobby.
There you go.
Is Eyes Downtown struggling a little bit this year? This session?
He wants they're to struggling a bit.
Let him do
yeah,
it.
You can do it. It's fine. So it's funny. We played Eyes Downtown in the winter session. They looked incredible. They mowed through everybody and made it to the finals undefeated. And now this session, I think they're having attendance issues. I know Dalecki is hurt, and he's like a huge part of their team. Ben Stack wasn't there this week.
Stop being fucking soft, Eric.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem ultimately is Eric's too soft to play football at the highest level. So, you know, if he ever, you know,
at the highest
sacks
level,
up.
Amen.
Exactly. At the highest level. But yeah, I think they're 3-4 right now. But I mean, look, they're struggling a bit, but still not a team you want to face in the playoffs.
We saw Bobby because he ran in late to ref our game later on for Pitterade, and they lost. We're just telling him, all right, Bobby, got to give him 2-a-days now. Got to start doing 2-a-days. Got to figure it out. I think he took that to heart, so they might be running 2-a-days this week. Unbelievable. All right, Can't Touch This. 41, Wanderers, 38. Mustache, you're up first.
Okay, I'll go first.
I lived
up to the hype. Definitely a.
You should put mascara in it so it freaking looks.
Beautiful. I'll get it right.
She'll
get there. Back and forth game. We ended up getting one more stop. It came down to us. We had the ball. They needed a stop. It was 6 down. We ran a good play. I had the guy open. I missed him high. Gave him a shot to come down and win the game. They drove down the field. Got to the, what was it, 3 yard line?
Yep.
Last play of the game. And we got a stop. That's how we won the game.
Shout out to Frank's cleat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard that there
still
was
on the field.
I heard a cleat gave up on you on the last play. What happened?
I want to shout out Shannon Doherty. Ryan Doherty, right here. My man.
Shannon Doherty.
He is really,
my sister.
Really good. I thought we were playing a game on Team Can't Two Man Touch This.
Oh, okay.
Purple team, you're an orange team. I was surprised by your mustache, your gold rope chain, your knee brace, and your amazing height and athleticism that I wish I could have, but
you're basically everything he's ever wanted.
You were fantastic. Thank but you. I'm going to blame a wardrobe malfunction on this one, and and I'm going to blame the referee because their play call on the last play. Oh, wait, I'm going to start again. The only complaint that I have from one
rapping?
League to another is the counting on defense is awesome because it's a faster rush, which makes it harder to play defense. But it is very abnormally inconsistent from game to game, from ref who plays on a team, from ref who plays on a team, from Garrett who spells his name with 3 G's, 2 R's, 4 T's, and a G. I do not know how to spell that kid's name. Anyways. The rush came in with a guy on the last play of the game at my first pump fake, which was inconsistent from the female rush all game. But you can't call a flag on the last play of the game because a referee's an asshole for doing that. So it's like the best strategy ever to send a guy on the last play at 4 Mississippi.
I've actually
because
seen
you take a free because you take a free penalty because you take a free penalty for a free non-call. And it's an interesting perspective because the ref is consistent throughout the game. And shout out to you and your team. I don't know who was on your team. We did not underestimate them by any means. You guys were just really amazing. And to put up 48 in a league with the fast rush, I give you guys a lot of credit, and we should have beat you. I called a really bad play in the huddle. I was so happy to see my brother and people back. His mustache was looking at me. I was fucked up. Go ahead, Sam.
All right, shout out to Frank. Can't do math. It's 43, 38, but 41. No big deal. Yeah.
41, 38.
Call it Boston. Controversy what you will. Our defense didn't get a stop. They drove down every time.
Great
we
offense.
Drove down every time.
Amazing.
What are you going to do? I don't know. You can call it what it is. It was a great game. It'll be a great playoff matchup, possible championship matchup,
awesome.
To be honest with you.
Just touch on the last play. Frank was running around killing us, so we were like, fuck it, we don't care. We're rushing our fastest guy that we have.
Who'd you sign?
At the lacrosse player, Adam.
Yeah.
And I think it was the only time we rushed him. Because it's definitely seemed like he caught you off guard, and we kind of had the girl and him both line up together, so mm-hmm. you didn't really tell. I don't know if you rushed fast or not.
It was an amazing. You guys were amazing. You guys were veterans. You guys did a great job.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played your competition no matter what.
Normally our defense doesn't come up with that stop. We kind of let up a lot of points, but we play pretty fast. A lot of teams play methodical, just move down the field a little at a time. But we're kind of the mindset just score as fast as you can, get as many yards as you can, stretch vertically a lot. So
you guys had 2 picks that game.
Yeah,
it was a good game.
Fuck you, dude.
I think we ended up getting.
Oh shit, my bad.
You threw
it. Was one pick and one missed out. It was one pick and one missed out and up. So
Frank, I'm sorry, Frank. You did throw a pick and your friend. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Sal. You
chewed,
still don't know his name.
Sal
like
chewed you out like I've never seen.
So Sal. Oh, and he was yelling at me about the raw dog thing. I went home and cried.
Where are you looking? Are you blind? I was like, oh,
funny
my God.
Story. Funny story is.
Don't even tell this story. It has nothing to do with it.
He's a piece of shit. He's terrible at this game. That's really all.
I'm left-handed, so go fuck yourself. Live in a right-handed world and you try to throw football. They're all right-handed.
I'm left-handed.
They're all right-handed. Footballs are all right-handed. So
except for the
yourself.
XFL balls.
Right. Black balls.
Shout
black
out Vince
balls.
McMahon. Right, because it's not even like recent XFL, right? It's like back in the day XFL, right?
I have about 12. People ask me all the time. I have about 12 of them or more.
Did you just buy them up one day?
eBay.
Yeah.
You can catch them for 30 to 60 to 70. And I am a serious wrestling fan. The reason I'm talking all this shit is because like I didn't understand why Ric Flair was awesome until I got older.
It's the worst ball.
Or Hulk Hogan, or like I mean, if I took steroids, I mean,
this ball
the size of me.
You like, can't
this ball sucks. This guy's been on a dropping drought for like 9 games right now, and Jeff Kroll knows what I'm talking about. Shout out to Jordan with a Y.
Fun never ends. So are you guys still fighting for the 3 seed now? Because I think the 1 and 2 seed are locked up.
I don't know. I got a golf trip this weekend.
Yeah, we don't actually give a shit about that.
Yeah, seeding matters.
Well, not in our division of doom.
So I think that there's 3 teams.
It's going to be so hot.
In D3, and it's the 2 of you, and it's Jabronis.
Yeah,
it's going to be so hot that day that you're in trouble if you don't have subs. It does not matter. The spring season is a really tough playoffs.
Yeah.
Your feet burn.
Yep.
You get burned. You need literally, like, we dumped a whole Gatorade bucket on Randall when we beat Barracudas. Not a shout out to Bobby. It was ice. We hit him with a whole fucking bucket of ice. No, a chunk of one piece of ice hit him. It wasn't like a Gatorade shot. We hit him with the whole block, and it wasn't even our cooler.
This is why he's retired now.
He hasn't been the same since.
Yeah.
Also, Talent Juice came out of nowhere and beat us like we beat Bobby. So, Talent Juice Legacy. Shout out to Tim Shabru being the third best Talent Juice quarterback of all time.
Oh, I love that.
That's a good one, isn't it? If you know Talent Juice, you can name the other two real easy.
I love all of
them. I'm sure he's going Rags 1, Dave Shabru 2.
Well, it makes the most sense.
Easily Rags 1, right?
Rags the winner.
Easy Rags 1.
Rags the winner.
Rags with beard or without beard?
I like Rags with a beard.
He
looks
better, right?
Like a child when he's clean shaven.
Yeah. I saw him get ID'd at the bar after he shaved it.
They didn't give him anything. You had to go up and get the shots. I remember that.
Back at 11 o'clock? Because we're really flying through it.
I was going to say, these next few hours, we're going to fly through these.
11 a.m., Free Ballers versus Practice Squad, 30-21. Buffalo Vice versus Travis Henry's Kids, 28-26. Sausage McMuffins versus Southside, 14-45. Balls Deep versus Grass Eaters, 22-39.
All right, let's see here. Did anybody see or ref any of these games, or can I fly through them? Oh, Becca, you look like you have something to say.
Do I wrote it down.
Do tell.
Balls Deep versus Grass Eaters. So I can't remember exactly which team was which. Well. I didn't write down the color.
Grassy versus purple.
Purple.
With Moser?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have to say, and I'm going to give a shout out to Steve Moser, because it was very, very uncommon.
Are you kidding me?
Let her see what she has to say.
It
was my first time keeping time. I always do the downs, and I always do the score. And I fucked up so bad. He's like, count it down for me, and I start going 5, 10, 15.
You know what you should have told him? He tells other people. That's what you should have told him.
Yeah, but he was actually, like, really nice about it. And I was like, oh, my God, I just started counting by 5s. I didn't start counting down. Well, and I was like, you guys can just go. And then, I know, but we've been working on 5s. So, like, when he said count down, I'm like, 5, 10, 15.
We're learning a lot of things Becca is bad at by podcasting.
She's really good at counting by 5s.
All the names have been correct so far, though, so I'm still here.
That's
my name?
That's
wow.
Yeah. So he did, he was like, he actually laughed, and he's like, you're good. And then I was like, oh my God, Steve Moser just said I was good. I'm okay. Like, I was just waiting for him to yell at me, and he didn't. And I was like, and like, I don't know. Like, I was like, yeah, okay, Steve Moser.
Having a blast.
That was the game that was right after us, right? On the field?
Yeah.
Everybody on the field had a different color shirt on. I couldn't tell who was on.
Yeah. How many blues are in this freaking
game? There is a lot.
Too many.
Moser's offensive men, I do think that they just kind of need to move a little bit quicker, because he had a lot of
great advice.
Shots to give. And they just did not look at him, and they were open, but their back was just turned to him. So, I don't know. D6 is D6 game. He's different in D3. Stop looking at me like that.
You're shouting him out. I'm just letting you shout him out. I don't know.
But overall, I thought it was a pretty good D6 game. I mean, everyone just kind of, it was pretty simple after that. I just had that little moment where I thought I was going to get yelled at. And I didn't.
Fucking beautiful. Thank you so much, Becca, for literally
melts my fucking heart.
You are the light of my
melts
life.
Melts my heart. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, Southside took on Sausage McMuffins in what was supposed to be an exciting game, but instead Southside just stomped the McMuffins.
Well, McMuffins, I think they had, like, 3 or 4 subs this week. Like, they were decimated.
I knew they could.
Like a bunch of people.
Didn't they have to, like, bail on
their
game?
They did bail on
the
3 o'clock game. And had
after they both came on the podcast and talked shit about the Tuddy.
No, the Muff-Tud game.
The Muff-Tud game.
Muff-Tud?
Muff-Tud? Doesn't matter. It didn't happen.
Didn't happen. It's a shame.
Whatever, that is what it is. Buffalo Vice squeaking by Travis Henry's kids, 28-26, in a pretty good middle of the division matchup there. And then practice squad losing yet again.
Dylan's back for free ballers, so that was exciting.
Which is weird, because he apparently tore his meniscus, but apparently he can throw now.
Yeah.
So whatever, good for him, man.
It's just fun seeing him back at the field.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's great to have him back, because like I said, he's on our Breakfast Club team. And when he was like, "Hey guys, I'm back," it was like when fucking Adam Bakes came back. It was great for the Mighty Ducks, but we didn't win.
4 cheese.
There you go. All right, let's talk about noon. Come on.
12 o'clock. Scared Hitless versus Tight Ends in Motion, 14-26. Bullet Club versus Jabronis, 8-54. Not So Sticky versus TMA, 21-20. Back That Pass Up versus Mighty Drunks, 0-28.
Well, shout out to the Mighty Drunks for their second win in a row, this time by shutout. So they're trying to figure out, I guess, the power of their misspelled jerseys is really working.
That must
be
helping, yeah. Also, I remember talking to them early in the season, and their captain was saying, like, look, you know, all this, like, co-ed football is very different. We don't know how to play defense yet. Like, we're still figuring out all of this stuff. So their first shutout, I mean, they must have learned something about how to play defense.
I love it. So Tight Ends in Motion, 26, Scared Hitless, 14. The slide for Scared Hitless keeps happening. Tight Ends gets a win that they need. Jabronis, 54, Bullet Club, 8. We looked like a team that had a quarterback that hasn't played in a month.
How is that? 54. How is 8 points possible? So literally, weather.
So literally, it was awful. It wasn't Jeff's best game. Like I said, he hasn't played in a month because he's been traveling for work and stuff.
So consistent.
And he looked very awful. Like, he was just missing dudes across the middle, and some people were running wrong routes, and it just didn't go the way you would like it to go.
Jabronis is a pretty good team. When we played him earlier in the year, we played him with 3 girls. We didn't have any guys subs, so... we battle them a little bit, but they're definitely good. Kleckler's good. We play with him at the field house. Him and Ben Stack, who's still salty. He can't play on my team, by the way. But no, they're a good team.
Denied the shit out of that.
He's
too
good.
So anyway, yeah, and that just sucked. I mean, Jabronis did everything right.
Great division.
We were up. I mean, they were up like,
I think D3 is our 20 best division
something
in this late. Session.
I'd agree with that. Absolutely. They were up like 20 something at one point, and my players kind of just did the fuck it, let's not get hurt thing, because they were still just throwing bombs, and we're like, we're not chasing them now. Who the fuck cares? Like, whatever. It is what it is. So yeah, we picked a banner time to have our worst game of the season, but at least we got it out of the way now. Not so sticky. 21 TMA 20. This you would argue you thought what? In the beginning of the season, this would be like battling for first, and you said you
this
guys
was battling to avoid
battling
last place.
Out of the basement.
Yeah,
what the
I know.
What's going on with you guys?
Not so sticky. Fought our way out of last. Another comeback win for sticky people this week. This was our older, less athletic crowd. We're down 14-0. Came back in the second half. Rags really had a really good second half.
Shout out to Rags.
Shout out to Rags. Shout out to Carly Beard for her first, like, she caught a deep touchdown, which was her first. So that was pretty awesome for her.
First touchdown or first, like, bomb touchdown?
I think it might be her first touchdown, period. But it was, like, an exciting one. Like, it was just a deep bomb that was pretty awesome. So great job, Carly.
Front runner for, like, nicest person in the league award, by
the way.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, Carly Frank, really is as nice as it gets. Next to Frank,
of course. We couldn't.
But yeah, just really exciting. We won on the last play of the game. It was Mike Thomas on an extra point to give us the win with no time left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So, TMA has been not great. You got to play against them. Like, what's the deal with them?
I know that they're missing people. They still have, like, Ron Weber. You know, right. I don't know. It seems like they should be doing better than they are. I don't know exactly why they're struggling this session. Because they've been so good in the past.
I didn't know if you'd seen anything.
Nah.
All right. That's cool. 1 o'clock.
I had notes.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you say anything?
Because you guys went so fast, and I don't like interrupting.
That's... Never mind.
So are we going to have to go back and talk about a game again?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. I feel the same way, Sal.
Oh, you guys so goddamn
late. I wrapped the back that pass up versus Mighty Drunks. So back that pass up was actually missing their quarterback, and Alex D., I don't know his full name.
Stukowitz.
Was actually QBing for them.
On a broken leg, by the way.
No, I know Alex. Alex's dad is a phenomenal guitar player. Shout out to Alex's dad. Shout out to the Big D.
Alex found out that he was playing with, like, a broken fibula.
Oh.
So he's like, in a cast now, and apparently he... So he ran the Buffalo Marathon, yeah. He ran the Buffalo Marathon on, like, a busted leg.
Jesus
and he
Christ.
Apparently exacerbated it and injured it some other way while running. So
he was
fucked up.
He's on my 9 o'clock team. Shout out to my 9 o'clock team for great haircuts. Pride Month. Shout out.
So he did get picked quite a few times. I kind
of
lost count.
Throwing on a broken leg.
Yeah.
I'm not broken.
Jesus.
I do have to say that the game got kind of. A lot of people got mad and started throwing shoulders a little bit into each other.
Well, if you took control of the game as referee, none of that would happen.
That's a fact.
Wow. Well, actually, Travis was refereeing with me, and he called a lot, so...
Oh, okay. That's the law and order guy you wanted.
Yeah. He's all I needed. And then Mighty Drunks just kind of ran that field. They had good throws, good group of people, and they just kind of kept their communication. I thought their communication was key.
Communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you good now?
12 o'clock?
No, that's
literally
what we just talked about.
Sorry, might be.
1 o'clock. Do it up.
She's doing her best, Sal.
This is her best.
It's not that great.
Still my best.
She's doing her best.
Itches and O's versus Vaspian, 22-32. Baddies versus Cunning Stunts, 16-34. Gucci versus Tater Tots, 26-24. Pit Parade versus Two Tutties, 0-42.
Okay,
Shout out to Cunning Stunts for the greatest name in the league. Right
So if we're going to talk about that game, I just want
to
say that...
Yeah, I don't have to talk about it.
I don't want
to
know what the score was. I don't care. I don't really care for Joey Batts. Garrett, still can't spell your name. 6 G's.
Oh, this is the elbow touchdown.
This is elbow catch.
I just want you to know I am a fan of that game and great football, and I want everybody's autograph except for Joey Batts and Garrett because I don't need a... long ass Donald Trump signature on anything.
Fucking Garrett.
Shout out to the elbow touchdown.
I
forget her name.
Emily Curry.
Hovers in the end zone, legs up in the air, head up in the air, doesn't touch anything but her elbow. Touchdown.
So she's out, like, so Garrett throws the ball. She levitates horizontally.
David Blaine
catches the ball,
levitates,
drops two elbows. Which were not scuffed up at the bar. Beautiful.
No, they were not. We looked at them.
Great elbows.
Checking out the bows.
Great bows. Dropped them. One inside. With the catch.
Touchdown.
Best thing I've ever seen. Hardest ground ever. Garrett yells, her elbow was in, and held up his elbow like a bionic elbow, if anybody knows what we're talking about. Like, and because the referees don't wear stripes or whistles or have flags, they were like, fucking Garrett fucking can't spell his name, so I can't write an email. Fucking, yeah, give it to him.
I love it.
I apologize.
You saw it,
everything I said.
It was a legit catch, though, right?
Like, no, and she was way out of bounds.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, okay. Who says her fucking elbow's in? Excuse my high-pitched voice. Who says an elbow is in bounds? And they're like, yeah, that's a great fucking idea.
Pay them more. Give them $60
an hour. Awesome. It's
$60 an hour. Jordan and all these guys, Steve Mosier and all these bias guys. Like, get them all the fucking ref.
And Garrett yells, her elbow was in, and they just go, all right.
Well, he runs the referees and shit like that. He must know what he's talking about.
Yeehaw.
He must know what he's talking about. Their formation is wrong because another guy's trying out, like, subbing referee, and then, like, let's end the game and give it to Joe K so we can keep doing podcasts.
Well, first off,
I'm going to hit you with this chair, Joe.
I don't know why I got so angry.
I know that you're not going to
fold.
You're not going to I brought spray paint. I'm going to freaking spray paint him if I can get him. If I can get you. It's the new Wally World Order. It's the new Wally World Order. The WWW.
Too many W's.
I'm going to get you, Joe.
I love it. Just do it next week. Anyway. Jesus Christ.
Shout out to the elbow catch. Keep going. Shout out to Gucci and Kelly. I don't know why she's not ranked in the top quarterback rankings because Mosier's still on there. So I would rather play with Kelly any day. So let's rank him again, baby. And by the way, does it go D1, D2, D3 in the quarterback rankings, or does it actually matter? Because
they mix them around.
He was whispering that mustache needs to move up for anybody who's paying attention.
And that's a D3 team. So if you're telling me that he's not better than Jordan, then you can switch him with Jordan's team, and I bet you they win. You could put Jordan's team on the Bills, and they would be better. The problem is they have Jordan on their team.
Hard to
put this guy from Western NFL. This guy looks like Matt Anderson. He's as tall as he is. You should see his calves and his knee brace. Put him on the team. Jordan plays on two teams. He's got pink shirts. This guy's got a mustache.
Wow. Oh,
these are all facts. I just assumed they gave the people that have done something in the league precedent over me. But
Jordan hasn't done anything.
He's a little disrespected.
He sounds disrespected.
He sounds it now. I understand. I get it. BBB in the finals in the D4 championship.
Shout out to B-Trey Rom session.
He did. That's right. I forgot about that. That's funny. That was forever. It feels like it was forever ago. So much has happened.
It was last year.
You can edit.
That feels forever.
Please edit everything out. Like,
absolutely no, we're not.
Just
I don't
edit everything out.
I will never edit.
I'll shave Jeff's beard.
That takes way too long.
Because he built a house out of diapers.
He's got enough diapers now. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so why don't you tell me about Gucci 26, Tater Tots 24? Other than how great Kelly is, what happened in the game?
That really was an amazing game because Gucci went up really early, like immediately, and then stalled a little bit in the second half because they figured out the defense a little bit. They backed up. They thought that Kelly can't throw the ball. They think Mosier and Jordan and, you know, even Joey Batts are better than her. You know, I've never beat Joey Batts in an actual game before, and we've played each other in a bunch of tournaments, so I can't talk shit about him. And he probably makes a good sauce. What do you want me to tell you?
He does make a good sauce. Him and Lenny have a podcast where that's all they talked about for a little bit.
Did they really?
They gave secrets afterwards.
Probably makes a good macaroni. It's a good question to ask a bunch of girls at 9 o'clock at the scrumptious bangers hour. Just Kelly really does a great job at controlling her team. And if you haven't played on her team, everybody respects her in the huddle. Nobody's saying anything in the huddle. Everybody's respecting her play calling. Everybody's respecting her decisions. And it's a really hard thing to find on a really good football team. And they're first. So if anybody's going after Gucci's, they're a bunch of gods. They are strong and everybody else is weak. Everybody else is short and they are big. They are immortal. Yo bitch is going to die. They are amazing.
That's a great idea.
Not so sick, please, Gucci, this upcoming week.
Fantastic.
If somebody listens to me, put her in the QBS rankings because I would take her over Jordan with a Y any day of the week.
They're ranking their asses?
No, that's his brother. He's supposed to be doing that. QBS rankings.
They're ranking asses?
Damn, I gotta start doing squats.
When is B's brother's list coming out? Because is it male and female, or is it just gonna go strong?
Artists like B's brother need time to work. So we cannot force him. Just when he is ready, it will be presented to us. He's in Atlanta right now.
It will be dropped.
Is that like
it will be dropped.
Thing?
Oh, he has definitely dropped the hottest chicks list before. That is a fucking thing.
You listen to dubstep, it drops.
Favorite thing.
That'd be must read.
Anyway, shout out to Vaspian, 32-22. They beat itches and O's. Vaspian's been playing really well the last couple weeks. They're like, what, 3-0-1 the last couple weeks now?
Right? Beat us last week.
Yeah, so, I mean, shout out to them. And then what was the other? Oh, Pitterade, yeah. So we were playing two tutties, and we found out maybe 20 minutes before the game that our quarterback was just bailing on us. So we tried to put Dave Walter out there. He threw a pick on his second throw. I played a couple drives, threw a couple picks. What are you going to do? And then we just kind of like carousel. It just
green shoes.
It was awful. All of it was bad. Let's talk about more bad football. 2:00.
Frodo Swaggins versus losing streak 60-45.
Jesus.
Degeneration Sexy versus Vaspian 42-34. Cunning Stunts versus Passing While Intoxicated 44-20. Cobblestone versus Puckett All Stars 14-24.
Frodo 60, losing streak 45. That's pretty
good. Garrett
impressive.
Put up 60 points.
Yeah. Garrett looked incredible out there.
There's many letters in his name.
That's impressive. I mean, 105 points scored. That is fucking.
I did get a summary from Garrett that I'm going to read.
Fantastic. Also, Becca, do you have any notes for any of these games before I skip over them?
No.
Okay, good.
This is what Garrett wanted me to say about the game. He said, make sure you give props to Tori for her rushing. Great attitude and the fact that she's new to the league and they put Kyle Conniff on her. It was a big sign of respect. Katie Swanson had like 3 touchdowns and bosses out, but our MVP was Al. He never gets shouted out, but he's like the Brian Stevens of our team, just a great player, steady as a rock, had the game-winning touchdown on a perfect route, and then the game-sealing interception.
Beautiful. All right, Vaspian ended up losing to Degeneration Sexy, further proving, again, that it doesn't matter how good you're playing in this division.
Doesn't matter, D3.
It matters.
Yeah. Wide open.
Week to week, it's going to be
a that game, actually.
How did it go, then?
Well, it's funny. Vaspian, they're joking, but like their biggest complaint on the sideline was that Degeneration Sexy was allowed to sub Sean Wisensol as their quarterback. He is eligible, D1 to D3, as a quarterback only. I think going into the season, we didn't think he would be as good as he's gotten.
Fair.
At quarterback, you know, it's a guy that doesn't regularly play that position, so we thought, you know, not going to be a problem. Sean's gotten a lot better.
Yep.
Playing in Breakfast Club, so, I mean, he definitely gave Degeneration Sexy an edge. They looked awesome.
Their normal quarterback.
So the guy with the spandex?
Solid, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Their normal quarterback.
Fighter. I think Scotty Drow is their normal guy, right?
They're a dangerous 8C. They can score points if they can ever get some stats.
Well, I think everybody's dangerous in D3, right? I mean, there's no, like...
Yeah, D3's
practice,
wide open.
There's no
practice,
safe
practice
game.
Practice last year as the 8C.
Exactly,
the Heat is going to fuck you up.
Yeah, so
Heat's going to be tough.
Agreed. It's always the worst part. Puckett All-Stars beat Cobblestone, but they're not murdering people the way they were to start the season, so they've apparently come back down to earth. Did Daryl have his regular team, or did he have, like...
I didn't hear about any subs or anything. I talked to Daryl for 2 seconds at the bar afterwards, and he said he thought that they were one score away from, I guess, he said winning, but I guess he meant tying, and they just couldn't finish it.
No, I'm sure that the referees got the score wrong, so he was probably right. Don't be wrong.
There you go.
What else? Yeah, then Cunning Stunts just... put the boots to pass him while intoxicated. At one point, the Stunts were like 1-2. I think they're like 5-2 now. Yeah. So any worries about them should be squashed out by now. They're just dunking on everybody. Yeah, let's go to 3 o'clock. Let's get out of here.
3 o'clock. Itches and O's versus Let's Get Wrecked, 32-29. Creakers versus Passing While Intoxicated, 27-41. Come From Behind versus Long Balls, 34-14. Sausage McMuffins versus Two Tutties, 0-21.
That last one's a forfeit.
Yeah, Tutties got a forfeit win because McMuffins couldn't put together a team, which is a bummer because I thought it'd be a lot fun to see that game, but maybe we'll see it in the playoffs. Pass While Intoxicated getting back on track winning just after losing. They beat the Creakers, which honestly they pretty much should have.
So I got something for that one. I know a guy on the Creakers.
Is it Mullet Guy?
Not Mullet Guy.
Who the fuck do you got a Mullet Guy? You have a Mullet Mustache.
I've heard Mullet Guy is one of the most recognizable figures in the league.
He's got a mullet.
I go to the gym with another guy on their team. He basically said the same thing I said earlier to start. They overestimated how they could just come in and play football.
Yep.
He said last week was the first week they had fun. It sounds like they kind of gave him a game. Scored, had a interception, driving again before actually throwing an interception. So it sounds like they had a little better last week, but...
It's a respectable score against Passing While Intoxicated. I mean, they'd just been getting blown out earlier in the season.
Right. It's hard, man, especially if you don't have a QB that knows what he's doing. You can't just go out there and tell everyone to go deep.
Sure.
You got to run some real route concepts to do some real things.
Craziest thing.
They just got to figure it out. I'm sure they'll be fine. Yeah, they said plus 10,000 or something. Put the money on them. They said
10,000.
Did you say Mullet Guy or Malachi?
mullet guy.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But it'd be sweet if his name was Malachi also.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I'm kind of hoping that's what his name is now. But no, it was just a mullet guy.
He did say he was willing to come on the podcast, by the way.
Oh, thank God.
I never got his actual name. He's still just mullet guy. But I talked to him at the bar.
Mullet guy?
No, I just talked to him at the bar. He's like, yeah, I'll come on a podcast.
When he's done, when he's done building sheds in the
office. That's where we get people.
I love it. The bar is the best part to get people to do anything. H's and O's took on Let's Get Wrecked. They won 32-29. Notes?
Thank you for the compliments.
For what?
Steve Mosher gives compliments.
Well, I played this game.
Oh.
So, Let's Get Wrecked. Our Alex Bookless wasn't there today, or
Saturday.
So we did have Denver QB, which he QB'd last season, but he actually did really well. He called the routes. He did the running plays. We kind of, what?
Did you say running plays?
Yeah. You know what? That's what I wrote down in my notes.
Like eye formation rushing.
You can do the triple option here.
That's what I wrote down, so I'm going to stick with it. We kind of lost because I think we always kind of depend on Ricky, Recchio, to get the touchdowns or the big plays. Or
he used to be.
And
was he playing in his chunky knit sweater this week?
No, he wasn't. No chunky sweater this week. So I think we kind of have to open up to playing more people, and Dave Baker's on there too. He got a few good passes.
Shout out to Dave Baker.
He did like...
I almost wonder.
He popped something in his shoulder though, so I'm hoping next week he is a lot better.
He's fine.
Done and done.
Done and done. But we lost right at the last minute. We lost 3 points. They got a touchdown right at the last minute. We were up 3 points, and who is it? Moser was
sure.
The QB.
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Pretty sure. I forget. I'm playing, so like I pay attention to my team. And he just throws a deep ball and gets one right at the end. It was a guy, 6 points, and they won by 3 points, and we didn't even do the final 1 point conversion or anything. We all were just like, doesn't matter, there's 10 seconds left, whatever. So, but yeah, I would say their offense, with the other team, Itches and O's, their girls were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say they beat that field up.
Like, girls beat that field up.
They beat that field
like
up.
Like 9 o'clock with the scrumptious.
Hell yeah.
But like my team is, you know, getting together and we're doing awesome, I think.
All right.
Division 3.
And last but not least, Comfort Behind beats the shit out of the Longbows. Longbows were playing okay, and then they took on one of the better teams and couldn't really live up to it. Cool, that's the games. Now it's time to do winners and losers.
Yes.
So we're going to go around, do winners, then we'll go around, do losers, then we'll do final thoughts and get out of here. Try to keep it under 40 minutes. Thanks. You could
go
first. Nope, sorry. That's how you always go first.
All right.
You're first. We're
winners and losers?
Yeah.
You just do winners first. First lap.
Oh, nice. Winners. Shout out to Steph Infections and my captain. Don't be talking shit about my captain. Shout out. We're taking that down. Breakfast Club. Mark it today.
Okay, write it down. Beck, take a note.
I ain't taking that note.
I want to shout out JK and JK. That's both of you with the same initials. You're fucking weirdos.
Revelation.
Appreciate both of you, except for that day the talent juice beat us, that one day where I slammed the 1 gallon jug of water. Appreciate you and what you do for the league. I've done this for a long time. I appreciate that female game. I don't appreciate Garrett's name or Joey during that game, but I'm a great fan of football. Again, I want those girls' autographs if I could really get those. The elbow catch really made me feel like a better person in my life. I'm going to shout out to Sal for opening up for Busy Bone and then opening up for Bone Thugs and Harmony in concert, and I'm not lying about that. He really did that.
This is funny.
Right before the pandemic. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate you being on our team. I appreciate you and your brothers. I'm going to shout out Randall for starting this bullshit. I'm going to shout out Lenny Squared. It's Lenny Week. I'm going to shout out Jungo. I'm going to shout out Maddie Ice, Emily, Mackenzie, Marley, Laura, Molly, Anna, Dominique, Allie, Bridget, Catherine, Tiffany, Maggie. I'm doing it all. I've never done a podcast before.
Please,
I used to write for the league before, and I talked too much shit, so I didn't want to go on that league because they edit me and shit like that. So Randall, Allen, Classy, Tori, Mike, Flash, Jeff, Vinny, Kyle, Keith, Tim, Chris, Bermel, Karan, Bill Brewer, Kenny G, Matt Anderson, all the Maggies.
Not hilarious.
Karsten, for cooking for me. Again, you opened for Bone Thugs and Harmony, just another chapter.
That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to shout out to JK and JK and your mustache sitting right next to me. Appreciate you, Becca, for being scrumptious at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Get it, girl.
Banger.
All right, mustache, you're up. You're
how,
up.
How do I follow that
you
up?
Don't.
You don't. Good luck. You fucked up, man. You shouldn't have sat on my left.
I'm just going to give one guy a shout out, Robbie. I know you might not want to hear this, but Robbie has gotten a lot better. We used to give him a lot of shit the first couple sessions. We've needed him the past 3 weeks. We haven't had guys showing up, and he's played really well for us. So shout out, Robbie.
It's like Dylan Jaloza is my winner of the week. Just Ooh. Excited to see Dylan back. He did win a game, so he's a winner in that sense. But we're all winners because we get to play football with Dylan.
Fantastic.
I'm going to say my BDSM team. Just because you said staph infection.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to back up my team. We did place one. Just want you to remember that.
After they lost to us when she dropped all those passes and used to ride my mother's bicycle around the fields with a straw hat and a jean dress.
I love this.
Regular season don't mean nothing. My apologies.
Right. My winner, I think I'm just going to honestly go with D3. It's not so much to placate to all of you guys being here, but the more we talked about it, the more I realized that, like, it's really fun being in our division because every week is like, there's no like, oh shit, this team's too hard, or oh shit, this team's too shitty. You just
or they're not dickheads.
Right. Well, they're all that a little bit. Everybody.
No.
Bit.
No. It's been.
I'm
sweet.
Just kidding.
It's been
no.
Sweet.
We've had a really good time, and I mean, if we went back and looked at all the games, we probably have some like probably the most average like closest scores in the game.
There Other than Garrett's players. Call at the end of that game, I agree with you.
Well, right. Well, you should have lined up properly. So anyway.
that's week one, Todd.
Yes. That's he's been talking shit the whole time.
I forgot he's talking shit about Garrett because
Moose Piggy, Moose Piggy, and that play in his green shoes.
We have the best times. All right, losers, you're up. Pick anybody you want that kind of sucks or doesn't or whatever you want to say.
Loser this week, we'll go with Frank Skleets. That is the reason that we lost.
I love it. That's a perfect one.
I'm going to fuck with the people who are doing the QB rankings. Kelly needs to be on the QB rankings, and Jordan should be about 36 with a Y. I'd also like to say whoever spelled Garrett's name, I don't know why. And also, the last thing is the receivers that are amazing, like so unbelievably fucking amazing, tall, whether they're short, whether they're amazing. Why do you fucking show up 12 minutes late with fucking flip-flops on? Okay, and then why do you just jump in with half your gloves on and then call plays in the fucking huddle and then say like, oh, dude, it was over my fuck, because you haven't caught a ball with me since we started. You don't even know my, I'm going to go off that one because I already went on to that one a long time ago. But the last thing I just want to say is all you quarterbacks who huddle, talk to your team during the week because you're on one knee just like ravenous on your fucking team, and it's every time. So start working on no huddles. Why are you calling a 40-minute play just to call an out? That's it. That's all I gotta fucking say. You like call 40-minute play and you throw the ball at the girl's fucking feet. We're playing football for one fucking hour. Just play football. What are you calling in the huddle, Chess? What are you doing? Calling for John Madden fucking play? Literally, it's checkers. The game is checkers. Catch the fucking ball. And let's play fucking football. It's not chess. Mustache.
Who it's recording now.
Is this recording?
Harmony, yeah, it's
how old are you going to be back?
Right.
Huh? So, hold up. You get to do your new loser. You get to read your loser of the week, though.
Okay, my loser of the week is now myself, since we're going to continue to huddle. And we can't call out numbered routes to our people we've played with for 15 years. So
I love that.
We're going to keep huddling.
Okay. Jeff?
I'll also take myself as loser because nice. when Sticky Bandits were down 22-0, I had a lot of people coming up to me and asking questions like, hey, you know, can we get like this person as a sub this week? Just like league type stuff, which I handle those questions all the time. And I usually try to be pleasant about that stuff. I'm sure I was very rude to a lot of people. It's pretty down. We're down by 22 points. You know, I'm playing a game. It's not the best time for me to talk. So to anybody I was rude to, I apologize.
No, fuck it. You don't have very many rules for people bothering you this shit. The one is, don't bother Jeff during the Sticky Bandits game.
That's all. Yes. I can be more polite about
bother
that.
Bother him so, during so. Not so sticky.
Please, I'm happy to have these conversations.
He'll talk to you while he's playing.
While I'm dropping a pass out there. But,
oh, my God, I love
so
that.
So that's it. And actually, I'm going to give my final thought as well because I got to bail in a second. We fell behind a little bit with that technical glitch here, and I've got to go take care of my pregnant wife. Okay. So my final thought for the week is I mean, you guys know that I live and breathe for this stuff. Like, I just love playing
yes,
these football
leagues.
Yes, you're
a big leagues. Fucking dork.
And if, I'm a big fucking dork. And if you think about, like, Western New York football, I mean, so much of the history of that is Wanderers. And yes. For me, it was just so exciting to have you guys. You know, I love the two of you guys that are here. I love Mike O. I love Al. Like, you just have so many lovable people on your team. The fact that you guys are over here playing with us right now,
thank you for
saying I just
that.
Think it's the coolest thing in the world. So, you guys have a whole book of all of you know your achievements and the stuff that you've done, your 8 championships, all that. I'm glad that you're writing a chapter in this league now.
Yeah,
that's my final thought.
I almost piggyback off that and say, like, part of the reason that I'm where I'm at with social co-ed football was just from playing against you guys with, like, the loose piggy days when we were going through, like, wars indoors, what, 2012?
We can talk about those and why Vinny's plays music so fucking loud all the time.
You're welcome. So, anyway, bye, Jeff. Thanks for coming out.
See you, Jeff.
Guys. Anyway, Becca, give me your loser of the week.
I'm going to have to say my loser of the week is Bobby with a Y.
Ooh.
I knew you would like that one.
Oh, I know. I already know why.
Do you know why?
Because he was late to reffing.
No, it's not because he was late. It's because he promised to give me...
He's stealing flowers.
They're mine.
Thief!
Okay. He promised to give me my whistle back, and I never got my whistle back.
Are you son of
and
a
now
bitch.
I have to buy a new whistle. Cause
he swallowed
I
it. Did he not take you to Pita Gourmet after? Because I heard, word around the league, he was taking people to Pita Gourmet.
He didn't. So I didn't get a whistle, or I didn't get to go out.
Wow. Pita Gourmet, man.
Wow. So now I have to buy a new whistle, thanks to Bobby.
That's bullshit. Doesn't the league supply whistles? I thought
not
we
anymore.
Jeff's a cheapskate. This doesn't happen at Topper's regime. My loser of the week is Nick Hawes, my quarterback for Pitterade / my Breakfast Club team, because he's just not been around for a month, and your team, especially when it's a team that has only played, I don't know, now we're at 7 career games, cannot get any better if their quarterback who's supposed to help them doesn't fucking show up. So that's all I have to say on that. What are you going to do? All right, final thoughts. Say whatever the fuck you want about the league, football, Frank, I don't really care.
Shout out to the league. We're having a lot of fun. I know it took us a little bit to get over here. We've been playing a long time, but we're back to having fun. Win or lose, we obviously want to win, but we go out there and there's like fucking damn good competition out here.
Yes.
So shout out to the competition out here.
All right, Frank, I'm sure you have something to say. Yo, if you just don't say anything.
I'm going to keep it short.
No, you're not.
Shout out to Rondell. Shout out to Lenny Squared for Lenny Week. Shout out to Joe Jungo, Matty Ice, my Bizarro twin. Shout out to my whole entire team. My little brother, who's finally coming back. It's good to play with him. And shout out to JK and JK. Appreciate you guys. I don't do podcasts because I talk way too much shit. So
I think it's been great, honestly.
I'm going to apologize to everybody else, but if they want me back, I swear I will try.
I kind of want you to do this every week, to be fair.
I will spray paint something or, you know.
I'm getting kicked down as co-host.
No, you cannot go. This is two opposite ends of the spectrum. I need both.
And the last thing is... appreciate you to my left. Great game this week. That was really awesome. I'm going to get new Nike sneakers and
not even cleats.
And
trust them.
And watch a mustache cutting video. So mustache you.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Ryan, your final thoughts, my guy.
My final thoughts. Just shout out you guys. Shout out the league. It's been a lot of fun, all 3 sessions.
Thank you.
Shout out my team. I think we're going to end up with the most points scored in Division 3 this session, which is a pretty big accomplishment with everything Division 3 has been doing. And specifically, shout out my girls. I think they're the biggest reason for that. They've really gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, Allie, Serena, my sister Shannon, even though I yell at her a ton. They've gotten a lot better. They've been really good for us. So shout out them and shout out you guys.
Awesome. Thank you. Jeff did his. Becca.
I just want to know more about Lenny Ramir Day. Like, what's going on here?
I think Jeff ran away before he gave me all the information
like,
about
yeah.
it, which is kind
he
of
he did bummer. Say there's going to be a dunk tank
yep.
and... potentially slip and slide flip cup.
Yep. So that's kind of the usual things we go here. I didn't want, if I'm speaking out of turn here, that's on me because I didn't get to talk to him because I was late to this show. Unfortunately, I got stuck at work. So usually Jeff gives me the rundown. The dunk tank should be in play again. Slip and slide, like we said, we were trying to get.
How do you sit in the dunk tank?
You sit on it and.
I mean, like, can I sign up?
Yeah, you can just.
No,
go
you
in.
Just go in it.
Dude, people just rotate the whole day.
You'll yeah.
So
you just get wet and you
so
get out.
Yes, you can literally sit there and talk shit to people all fucking day and it'll be fine.
I'm left-handed. Do they have a left-handed option? For
you're going to be great at it.
Yeah, dude, with all the shit you can talk to nobody going to want to dunk it.
I'll sit there all freaking day for Lenny.
So like, there's that. There's whatever. We were talking about getting the ice cream truck again. I don't know if that's going to happen. So don't get your hopes up because if Jeff didn't tell you, then maybe it's not happening. And the other thing is that I can think of,
I was messaging the Buffalo Animal Shelter. We were trying to get some potentially adoptable dogs here to hang out, they're interested, but they didn't fully get back to me yet. So it's only Tuesday right now, so maybe by Saturday they'll come and check it out.
Can we bring dogs to the podcast?
To the podcast? Probably not, because I don't think you can bring them in here. I don't give a shit, but they might.
Shakira would love to come. It's
of course.
But I think you should bring your dog. Your dog's cute on social
media. I love my fucking dog, but she's also a dick, so like, no, she's fine. But she needs to get her nails cut. That's what we're doing tomorrow. All right. Are you doing with final thoughts?
I'm good.
Because your final thought was just a question to other people.
Right.
Yeah.
How thoughts work?
Wasn't a thought.
Oh, well, that was my thought. That's what I was thinking.
Give us something deep.
Come on, real.
Give us a nice Jerry Springer
final thought.
So, what I've been thinking about is...
Hell yeah.
There's... Like, we have this banquet at the end of the year, right? In December, whenever it's going to be this year, maybe.
Correct.
And we always do, like, best at bar. I think that we should have a best at field. Because some people don't ever make it out to the bar because they're playing or they're reffing or they just want to enjoy the sun. Like, see who's there all day, what teams are actually hanging out, watching the games. Because those people are crucial to either the podcast or what we're doing. And they're on the fields. They're still buying drinks. They're still going out. So I think there should be a best at bar and a best at field.
No.
Are you going to talk about yourself?
Yeah, she's trying to give herself
out right
now. No, I'm thinking of a few people that would run up, but like, why can't that be a thing?
How can we talk to you if you stay at the field all day?
Yeah.
Because I talk to a bunch of people at the field.
You got to come to the bar. That's the whole way you win best at bar is by coming to the bar.
Right.
I don't get to win NFL MVP by not playing in the games. You got to show up to the
field. But that's why there should be a best
mustache award, maybe?
Best at field.
It's coming along.
You're doing your best, all right?
Because a lot of people don't like crowded spaces, like when it's hot or something, and they get a bucket, they come to the field, they sit, they chill, they talk to people on the field.
You can go out and find the nominees for this award, then, and it'll be Becca's award. Becca's best at fields.
Best at fields.
Yep. Bee's hottest bitches is dropping.
What?
Bee's hottest
bitches. Bee's brother's hottest bitches. Don't get Bee in trouble.
Shout out to Bee, cherry bombs.
Shout out to Bee, cherry bombs. I love it. My final thought is kind of what we talked about a little bit. Lenny Ramirez Day is this weekend. Some people thought it should have been last weekend because, for those who don't know, Lenny's birthday was the 4th. And it also happened to be the day that Ramirez passed away on. Ramirez passed away on Lenny's birthday, which, again, we've kind of joked for a couple years now that it was like Lenny's last prank. He's like, he knew Ramirez was on his way out, so he's like, I'm taking him for my birthday. And there's probably some truth to that somewhere. But yeah, so anyway, obviously two guys that meant everything to this league. Like, the only person who's meant more to it than either of them has been Topper. And, you know, they were more than just dudes who ran a league, obviously. They were best friends. Like, Lenny was my mentor. The whole reason I do a stupid fucking podcast is because Lenny decided I was funny and we should hang out and do podcasts and interview people. And, you know, it was a whole different thing back then. But it was still some of the best stuff I've ever done. And, you know, Lenny loved this stuff. Ramir loved this stuff. They loved the people. So the fact that you guys are here right now just saying, like, thank you to us, we're nothing compared to what they were. So it's just a day to drink to them, toast to them, celebrate them. You know, when the birthday falls in between 2 weeks, you never know which one to go on. So for those who thought we, like, forgot about it, like, I'm sorry. That's not exactly what we were going for. We just, why not make it the last week of the season? And I think the weather's supposed to be good, right? So it's going to be a perfect day. Come dunk Frank, please. And everybody will have a good time. So, yeah, I mean, I loved those guys. They were the best. So they're the reason, you know, they're part of the reason we're all here. So shout out to them. Shout out to all of the Lennies, all of the
OGs, baby. OGs.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you very much, Sal. Thank you. Thank you so much, Frank. Becca, yeah. Anyway.
Becca.
I do truly appreciate you guys for coming out and, you know, wasting an hour and a half of your life. But
It was that long?
It's about 2 hours now. We're at 7:30. I'm going to be late to hockey, but it's fine.
Let's get the fuck out.
Anything for the league. Go. Get it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. Blah, 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 blah. See you later. See Bye. Ya.
Appreciate the invite.
Lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears, begging your actually smart. A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
So incredible.
A
ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital.
We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls.
Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother.
The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time.
I swear my mind blows my mind.
Incredible.